Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. With COVID-19, we're hearing a lot about antivirals. Just what are they?
Unlike antibiotics that kill bacteria, antivirals slow down the virus enough for the body's own immune system to eliminate it and any infected cells.
Heroic efforts to treat HIV patients brought some of the first antivirals. While in 1990 there were just 5 antiviral drugs, today there are 100.
Antivirals attack several functions of a virus, which are non-living infectious particles that depend on a host cell to reproduce. The first HIV antiviral designed back in 1987 targeted a viral enzyme called reverse transcriptase, or RT.
RT copies the viral RNA genome into DNA that it can integrate into the host cell's genome. The drug AZT was able to block that activity. A number of HIV antivirals have now been developed.
Using this knowledge, scientists are now working around the clock on antivirals for the new coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, from developing new drugs to testing existing drugs.
One antiviral is hydroxychloroquine, which might curb viral entry into cells. Remdesivir may prevent the replication of the virus in cells.
But do not take these drugs without talking to your doctor, since none are cleared to treat this virus. An elderly couple took chloroquine phosphate for aquarium fish as a preventative, but both were hospitalized and the husband died.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.